the good fortune after writing it and making the film of actually screening it for 300 sixth and seventh graders. I actually took it to my daughter's school for a test screening, and I asked them if we could do a screening, and hoping they would let me, you know, show it to like 20 kids, legitimately like 20 kids. And they were kind enough to open it up to the entire 6th and 7th grade division at our school. So that was really helpful. And we actually gave them comment cards, just like you would for any test screening. And we asked them questions about what they liked about it, but more importantly, what they didn't like or what didn't make sense to them. And I borrowed a question from screenwriter John August, who has his podcast Script Notes, and he has put up his test screening questionnaire. One of his best questions there is, if you had a pair of magic scissors, what would you cut out of the film? And using that question and the question of what doesn't make sense, we were able to kind of hone in on areas of the film that weren't really working for them and they didn't understand. And so we tweaked the film that way and did a little bit of an additional photography just to help them along with some story points. But I always approach this film as I wanted this to be a movie that people like myself would like to see. I love character-driven dramas. I like the feel of being in the moment with the characters, which is why a lot of the film is shot on the shoulder, handheld, because I really feel like that brings you into their world. And I wanted adults to watch this film and get sucked into it, especially when someone like yourself said you weren't sure you would connect with it. But ultimately, I think it's a story that we can all relate to, and we've all gone through these moments, hopefully, for good or for bad. We are in middle school making these choices, bad choices. And as we grow up as adults, I think a lot of those choices do stick with a lot of us, and we start to see it from a different perspective.